Red FM. Yanis from Folds, you're currently in America at the moment on your tours. You just told me you're sipping coffee in your hotel room talking to me at the moment. But you are coming to us Lee Siders for Live the Marquee in Cork the 5th of July. So are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am really excited. Yeah, I've never been there before. Some of our first shows ever were in Ireland, but we didn't do Cork. We did Kilkenny, and then we did one in Dublin. So those were like two of the first shows we ever did in Folds outside. But so we haven't done Cork yet. We're excited, and I think there's a band called All Twins that are going to be supporting, so it should be a great night. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, and the Marquee is a fantastic venue as well, so you're in for a fantastic night anyway. I know you were in Dublin recently, you had a gig there as well, but it's nothing compared to Cork, so you are in for a special night, let me tell you that much. But I also wanted to ask you about the name Folds, because I was talking amongst people in the office today and they were saying that was the one question they wanted to know. Where did that name come from?
Yeah, it's not actually that exciting a story, to be honest. Basically, there was a, I started the band with a friend of mine called Andrew Mears, and we grew up in Oxford together, and he was the original kind of singer and the guitarist. So basically, he just had the name around, and he had various ideas. He wanted various different bands that existed basically in his head to be called Folds. And then when we started our one, we didn't have a name, so we just thought, why don't we just call it this?
Lovely. Now, you just mentioned you're in America at the moment. You're drinking your cup of coffee in your hotel room. So you're in the middle of your tour. So do you yourself love touring personally, or would you prefer it to be in one place more?
Yeah, it's like a bit of both, really. I love getting to play every night. I never get sick of playing the shows. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always special. In some ways, the more shows you do in a row, the more I find it easier to kind of lose myself on stage. And some of the best shows that we play, I think, are ones when, you know, we've done four in a row and we're feeling a bit delirious. So I kind of like that aspect of it. Obviously, just being, you know, I've been in the States now sort of 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty long time to just be away from home. And in summer, like, you know, if you tour Europe, it's cool because you go usually 2-3 weeks. And then you have a look, you know, you get to go home for a couple of days. So the thing with America is it's so big.
Yeah.
There's so many places to go to that you end up being here for ages. And then, you know, I there's a lot of things about America I love. There's quite a few things I don't like about it as well. But I'm definitely kind of ready for, like, just to get back to Blighty for a little bit.
Now, you mentioned there, you know, the more gigs you do, the more lost you get on stage. And we kind of see that in the music videos you do as well. Like, we see a little bit of you dancing in the video that you did for Birch Tree. And then, you know, Mountain at My Gates at 360. My favourite video from ye anyway is Late Night. I just absolutely love that. So is that a process that you all get involved in and really love shooting the videos for your music?
Yeah, we definitely do. I mean, those videos, you know, we basically only work with two directors usually. It's basically either a guy called Dave Marr or more recently it's been a guy called Nabil. So we basically are involved right from the outset with those people, and then we kind of come up with the ideas with them. Mm-hmm. But they're the ones that have the skill set to actually make the video come to life.
Lovely. Now, your new album, What Went Down, it's out at the moment. So what can we expect next from you, really?
Right now we're just sort of focusing on what's coming up this summer. So, like, there's Glasgow, there's the show in Cork, there's Reading and Leeds, there's all of that happening. I think then we're going to come back to the States. And then basically I think we're going to probably just take a break for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the same way that we would if it was an actual relationship, but we just need to kind of, I think basically we're coming to the end of touring What Went Down, and so we just need to go and have some space and then think about what it is we're going to do next, you know. I'm sure we're going to make another record. I'm not sure when, like, what the timescale is for it and how, what direction it's going to go, and I've got a feeling like it's going to be pretty different from the last two, though, when we do it.
Well, that's a nice little tease for us anyway. Yanis, thank you so much for chatting to us here at Cork's Red FM, and we cannot wait to see you live at the Marquee in Cork, July 5th. City of-